talking about a very important lesson here. When you spew out hatred at people, when you spew it out, whether it be religious, political, in any other way, why do you think that that hatred is not going to come back at you? When you talk about people and you push people to the limit, when they've asked you to stop, what do you expect people to do? I'm just a man that believes in God. That has nothing to do with politics, the left or the right or anything. But if you believe in God and God is love, then the attribute that should come from you as a person that believes in God is love. God is love, therefore we love. You don't love if you're spewing out hatred at other people because you disagree with them about their politics, about their party, about their president, about their potential. You know, you will get the retribution of the kind of filth that you put out. Now, I've been receiving some emails from some people, and I just haven't had the gumption enough to tell people to stop sending me the emails because I wanted to see if the people would come to it on their own and stop feeling this hatred and being caught up in this spiral of nonsense. I believe in God, so therefore I'm a lover of God, and I love all of His creation, every human being, on the left, on the right, in the middle. I personally, John Coleman, love them all. If a man wants to kill me because I love him, no, I'm not even going to curse him. I'm just going to say, please, brother, don't hurt me. I meant no harm to you. I want your family and you to be safe. I want the laws of the land to go with what you want to make you happier. I want, listen to this, I want the one percenters and the 99 percenters to all be happy. I want everybody to have medical insurance. I would hope that everybody that crossed the borders of our country and came over here would find a warm bed to sleep at night, a warm meal to fill their stomachs. And if they're from the Hispanic nature, I hope that they can have a piñata full of food and candies and good stuff and have their children play up and down my street next to my grandchildren and enjoy their lives. That's what I want. I would also want them to love God the way that I love God and have God's love flood their hearts. But that's an individual thing. I can't make anybody come there or do that. I want to give you an admonition, if I could, from, I don't know whether I'm one of the last of Christian pastors that feel this way, but I'm sick of people tearing apart what I'm not used to. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to putrid hatred on either side of the fence. I'm watching on the news. I looked at the news clips today. This is Sunday afternoon. It's about 12 minutes after 6. I looked at the news and I see what's happening, and where is it? Syria, Libya, wherever they are, claiming that the government is slaughtering people and all this stuff. I don't want that to happen here. I see what nature, God, if you will, is doing to our country through the tornadoes and decimating people's lives. I don't know the mind of God. I don't know why. I can barely say. I can only take a guess, but I don't want to guess as my religious counterparts do and say that God is angry at America, so he's going to kill its citizens and wipe them out. I think it more than a coincidence that these things are happening, but I want to admonish you, stop it. In the name of all goodness, in the name of all rationale, stop it with your choosing sides. You're going to end up killing each other or being killed. Stop it. Putting out all of these little things, trying to get people to merge with you to get rid of the black president. Who cares? I don't care whether Romney gets in, Clinton gets it, whomever. Stop it. The powers that be that run this country are running it. The Constitution that we believed in is just that, a written piece of paper. Most people don't give a toot about it if it's not for the benefit of them having what they want. Governments have toppled, and whenever that takes place, people die. Unfortunately, we have to realize that the same thing will happen in this country. The innocents will die. I'm asking those of you that love God to come to your senses. Get out of the left, get out of the right. Leave it alone. If you want to vote, go ahead. You know it's a fool's game. And I'm telling you, please, listening to your pastors who's telling you which way to deal with this, the way to deal with it is the way Jesus dealt with it. Love your enemies. Love those that hate you. Treat them right. Let your loyalties be to God, who has implanted within you his love, and to love each other. That guy Andrew, I can't find his funeral being anywhere, and they dare not publicize it. The family needs to keep that very private, because Andrew ran his, you people listen to me. Andrew opened up his mouth, and when certain things come out of your mouth and you threaten other people, who do you think you're dealing with? These people will kill you immediately. I've been doing controversial Christian talk radio. Have you ever noticed Pastor John to go over the top and to start making statements and claims about people that would get me killed or my beloved family killed? I am asking you to come to some common senses here. If you're a believer, shut up. Turn your computers off, your television off. Listen to some classical music. Get a life. Think about getting up, going to work the next day, making money for your family so that they may eat and have fresh water to drink. Pray to God that he might keep them safe. Pray that the Holy Spirit or some kind of power would keep our nation sane. Know this, and this is the last time I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to make another peep about this anymore. This and what happens in our country is in God's control. It is not in yours. Now, you may say that's what they want you to do, to give up, because you have nothing. This system has already been placed in motion, and it is going to take place. If you know anything about reading Bible prophecy, read it. You don't even see our country anywhere there. We're nowhere there to be found. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't even care. I'm not even going to suggest. I happened to be born in 1944, and dying is a privilege to me. If you're a young person, that is an abrasive thought, because you want to live and live under the scapegoat of your institutions. Remember, these institutions were put together by men who had an idea. Now, if those of you that love Pastor John are listening to me, don't send me anymore. I'm not going to tell you on the email. I want to know if you listen to my webcast. Don't listen to me. Only send me things that pertain to the advancement of God's love and glory for his people. We're at the end of it. We're coming to the end. And as you come to the end, this is the way it appears. If the word is that people kill this guy, they'll kill me. They'll kill you. You mess with them. You mess with somebody's money. You mess with somebody's power. They'll kill you. I don't want you to think that the office of the President of the United States is an office where these people won't kill you. I feel like, you know, I just feel like shutting it all off right now, but I'm trying to reach some of you that didn't hear what I just said. You aren't feeling me. You can't stop this. I'm not opting over to the other side. You can't stop it. An all-out massive killing of each other is not going to do anything but further the demise of our institutions. No one can stop this. what is supposed to take place is going to take place. I know I sound like a traitor to some of you. I'm a realist. I follow God, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe is his savior for the world. Everybody's not going to believe in that. I love the people that don't believe in that. I don't want to cause them any harm. I want them to have money, food. I want them to, I don't care whether they're gay, straight, anything. They have a right to live, just like I would think in this country, I have a right to live. I have no right, listen to me, I have no right as a lover of God to speak with them in any form, way, or matter to bring harm to their lives, nor do you that listen to me. If your heart is full of hate, let me say this right now, a Christian, you are not. I don't know what you are. If you're going around hating people because they're of a different political persuasion than you. I've read some of this stuff about what you think of Democrats. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're no better than a Democrat if you're a Republican. You're following a systematic political institution that is there to help a certain group of people at the top of their food chain. And if you disagree, then you can join this war and try to kill each other. I love you enough to tell you, stop it. Because if you call yourself a believer and you're listening to these pastors that wave the American flag and try to get you emotionally hyped up, we are not told to do that in the Bible anywhere. Patriotism to a country, to a government, to a constitution never works over the patriotism that we have towards the Word of God, the Bible. And the United States of America is found nowhere in that sacred book. Nowhere. Now, yeah, I'd like to hear from those of you that are evangelicals that disagree with me. Tell me where I'm wrong. And if you convince me with a legitimate argument that would assure me and you not getting killed in the process of doing this thing and bringing glory to God by the way you think it ought to be done, I'll resign. Because you know what? Quiet is kept. I'm tired of hearing it. Those are your neighbors you're talking about, especially to you so-called godly people. Those are your neighbors, and you are feeling hatred in your heart for them, and this hatred is motivating you to dislike them. Shame on you. Shame on you. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio. It's dark in here, just the one TV monitor that's on, because I can't bring myself to turn on the light and look at anything that has to do with helping anyone as I see this further destruction coming from a camp that it ought not come from. You do know the drill to stay in the Word, but gosh darn it, you just don't seem to be able to find your way, do you? Because hate has filled your hearts. No, I can't turn this mic off yet. So what? All right, first let's talk about the abortion. So what? Girl gets pregnant. She don't want a baby. She aborts the fetus. You're calling her a murderer. Do you know who put the baby there? Do you know why she made love to that man? Do you know anything? Are you willing to even discover the heartache, the heartbreak that she's gone through? You don't know what that's all about. You have no idea. But you're going to tell her because of your religious ideas to suffer and have the baby and go through a life. I'm not getting in that deep with people. I would tell people, did you hear what Rush Limbaugh said? That is the most ridiculous piece of tirade that I've ever heard in my life of a person that's on the national front speaking about a woman. How dare Rush Limbaugh? If that was my daughter speaking about what she wanted, he does not have the right to attack her like that. This country, you can say anything you want to. And you don't expect someone on the right. I mean, that's ridiculous. And any of you that have the idea that Rush was right in using those words, talking about that, you know nothing about that woman's life. To even peradventure that that woman wants government money because she's going to fornicate the rest of her life and that she is a hussy. What kind of, you know what? This name-calling battering is going to get our country destroyed and torn up. And my goodness, it's going to be at the hands of so-called evangelicals that claim that they're fighting for God. That's a damnable lie. You're fighting for nothing but your own prejudices and bias. You shouldn't be concerned about who's sleeping with who, really. It's none of your damn business. I'm just going to tell you. It's sad that you even think about that. What are you thinking about that for? It's none of your business. But you're making it your business, aren't you? And then you're going to get me killed, innocent people killed, and yourself killed behind this mess. There is a group of individuals in this country that are pushing an agenda. Now, if you want the country back where everybody is to think like you think, and to behave like you behave, then that would not be America. That would not be America. That would be something else that I don't know about. And I'm a black man. I came up during the civil rights era when black folk couldn't vote. They couldn't talk. They couldn't be seen walking down the street holding the hand of a white woman. All that, all those laws have changed. Freedoms have come the hard way through men shedding their blood. I lived to see Martin Luther King axed, Malcolm X axed. I'm talking about the black leaders. You can bring up the white ones. Okay. I lived to see JFK axed because he was going to try to, you know, get the federal money back into the hands of the people. You can't do that. The institutions that started this ball to turn it, JFK was a dead man when he made that speech. And you can't find the video anywhere on the internet. Why? Because they don't want you to see who was there listening to him and the cameras filming how they looked when they saw what he said. I saw the original tape. And I knew instantly while he was making that speech why they killed him. Why did JFK do it? I don't know. He was sleeping with Marilyn. And I don't know what that was all about. Because he had a beautiful woman. But you know what? When I think about this thing, these things, I'm saying, why am I thinking about this? I don't know that dude. I'm not even concerned about that. All I'm concerned about is, man, I got a few more years and I got young black men dying in the streets of the inner city. I got folk that ain't got no medical insurance. The young man that stays with me, if anything happens to him, I can't help him. I don't know what to do. We're in bad shape in this country. Now, somebody's trying to take something to help somebody. No, it would seem in the practical way. Okay, well, let's do that. But then when you get into these political things, would it matter if Obama were white or black? Really, would it? No, there was an article that came out that asked a question. What if that Philadelphia Eagles quarterback was white? Michael Vick, what if he were white? Who cares if he were white or black? See, when you guys get involved, and I want you to hear me on this, when you guys get involved in these arguments, when the killings start like it's happening over there in the Middle East, because I'm sure that in some of those neighborhoods 2 years ago, those people never thought that their whole environment would be decimated by gunshots, bombs, falling on houses, killing innocent people. Just one reporter called it a slaughter, a human slaughter. You people better know that that crap can happen here at the drop of a hat. It happened during the Civil War, and it happened in various outbreaks, and it can happen again. The Christian has no business being a part of that. If the human slaughter comes, my home is going to be a refuge for life. I'm not going to try to hoard food. I'm going to try to give it to my neighbors, which are predominantly Hispanic, because I love them. You? I don't know what you're about. Yeah, I'm trying to bring some conviction on you, because you know what? When you go to your churches and you bow down and pray and you got this selfish, racist disposition about you, you even off me to favor your agenda. Shame on you. Shame. Now, I'm going to use some language that a Christian understands. Repent of your personal sins. I'm talking about you conservative bloggers. Repent of your personal sins. You think God is going to favor you because you darken a church door? You think God is going to favor you because you say you love Jesus? Repent of your sin. Fall down before God and ask that he might have mercy on your damnable souls for such damnable behavior. Plus, you're misrepresenting God, because God is nothing like you. Nothing. And I'm not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I am your fellow citizen. And I know what God is like. God is love. I'm not going to quote a line out of the movie, The Mission. If there is no love, I don't want to live here. Sometimes I feel that way. But God is love. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Repent of your sins. Those of you that listen to me, if you got this mess in your crawl, you need to burp it out. Because when the judgment comes, you know what the Bible verse says. It's going to start with the church. That's where it starts, with us. Why does it start with us? Because we're supposed to know better. Now, most of the conservative pastors are not going to talk to you like this because they depend upon your money to keep their trip bag going. I don't need your money. Don't require it. Well, I didn't mean to talk 22 minutes, but I did. But that's what I do. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks.